best products, the Red Oak Do It Center. Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 20 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I am joined by a couple of gentlemen, and I use it loosely this morning. Mr. Steve Kolarik, how are you, Steve?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Nice to see you.
Good to be
here.
It's
a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Yeah. And Danny Robertson. How are you, Danny?
Well, gee, seems like I just talked to
just
you.
Just a little while ago, just a few hours ago.
Yeah.
So. It is a beautiful day, and hopefully people have the opportunity to get out and enjoy it a little bit.
You betcha.
A little sunshine. So we're going to talk about the prayer breakfast, National Day of Prayer, and some of those activities. So I don't know, Steve, let's jump in here and tell me just kind of a little bit about National Day of Prayer. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Okay. National Day of Prayer has been going for 75 years, actually, nationally. And 23 years here in Red Oak. The only time that we didn't have it was 1 year during COVID.
Yeah.
But it's been an event that I think people look forward to. And as I was telling you earlier, when we bring in some of our outside speakers, they are amazed that we can get 200, 250 people together at 6:30 in the morning in a town the size of Red Oak.
Yeah. But, pretty amazing, really.
But I really believe that people believe in the prayer, and I believe the National Day of Prayer brings us all together, no matter what denomination, yeah. No, whatever we are.
So. Yeah. Boy, and we need to do it more than ever, I think.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So we're going to hit this a couple of times, but the National Day of Prayer itself will not be in the Gold Fair building this year.
Nope. This year we will be in the White Fair building, which is just right next to it. But I need to make sure people understand that for this 1 year, we will be in the White Fair building.
Yep. So we'll come back around to that in a minute. So National Day of Prayer. So, Danny, tell me a little bit about the theme this year. What's the theme this year?
The theme this year is glorify God among the nations, seeking him in all generations. And that's based on 1 Chronicles 16:24 that says, tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples.
All right. So, Steve, you told us a little bit about National Day of Prayer, 75 years. When did you get involved with it, Steve? It wasn't 75 years ago.
No, but but it has been almost 23 years ago.
I think
I was not on the planning committee for the very first one, but I was one of the people that gave prayers on that. And then since then, I've been on the committee to do this. But. Yeah. The date for the breakfast actually corresponds with the National Day of Prayer that Congress actually established in 1952. And in 1988, Congress designated that the first Thursday in May would be the official date. The National Day of Prayer tradition actually predates the founding of the United States of America when the Continental Congress issued a proclamation to set aside a day for prayer clear back in 1775.
Wow.
So we have a long, long tradition for prayer in this country. Most people, I think, would realize that our country was founded on Christian principles.
Absolutely.
So we do that. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd like to let people know, because I think it's important that they do know, that the National Day of Prayer Task Force is a organization that coordinates this, and they have a mission statement that is to communicate to every individual the need for personal repentance and prayer, mobilizing the Christian community to intercede for America and its leadership in the free centers of power, which are church, education, family, government, and media. And they have a vision and values of, first of all, foster unity within the Christian church, two, to protect Americans' constitutional freedoms to gather, worship, prayer, and speech freely. Third, to publicize and preserve Americans' Christian heritage. Four, to encourage and emphasize prayer regardless of current issues and politics. Five, to respect all people regardless of denomination or creed. Six, to be wise stewards of God's resources and provisions. And seventh, probably as important as any, glorify God in word and deed.
Okay. So the National Day of Prayer is upcoming. Tell me, can anyone go? Do I have to be a member of a church? Do I have to? What's the story with that, Danny? Who can go to this?
Well, it's open to anybody that wants to come.
Okay.
The cost for the event, we do have a cost. It's $15. That includes a breakfast. Or if you want, you can $150 get you a table, and let's 8 people come in. And part of the reason it's not 10 people is that gives us something to use to pay for speakers coming in and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And sometimes we bring speakers in and we have to put them up in a motel or something.
Sure.
That kind of thing. So tickets can be purchased from either Carol Allensworth at 621-3051 or Lori Talbert at 370-4970.
Okay.
Our speaker this year will be Justin Longcoy, and he's the Service Unit Director for the Western Division of the Salvation Army.
All right. Very good.
And, again, it's held this year. It's at 6:30 on May 7th at the White Fair Building.
Yes.
White Fair Building.
Not the Gold Fair Building, the White Fair Building. So you can call Carol at 621-3051 or Lori Talbert, 370-4970. You can get individual tickets. You can get a table, which would be 8 tickets.
Yep.
Whatever works for you. You can get those tickets and be ready to go. So,
and I think particularly with the way our country is right now, I think most people realize that prayer is very, very, very important. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple quotes that I have from different gentlemen. It says, 4 things let us ever keep in mind is, first of all, God hears prayers, God heeds prayers, God answers prayers, and God delivers by prayer. And I think a fellow by the name of E.M. Bonds said that. But one of the things that my wife heard, it still resonates with me, and this was a quote from Billy Graham. He said, once we get to heaven, God's going to say, I had to answer for lots of prayers that you never asked.
Hmm.
And I just wonder about that. That really resonates with me.
Yeah.
How many times would God have had an answer if I would have just turned to him
and
asked him for prayers? And then another quote that I have is from F.B. Myers that says, the greatest tragedy in life is not unanswered prayers, it's unoffered prayers.
Very good.
Those things, I think, stand out.
Absolutely. Oh, Billy Graham is great. I got to tell you, I go back and listen to him a lot. I like Billy Graham a lot. So, but put it on your calendar. Talk to me about the committee. Who are the committee members? Danny?
Well, committee members, Carol Allensworth, Marty Barnett, Steve Kolarik is the chairman, Lori Talbert, and myself, Danny Robertson.
Danny Robertson. Very good. Again, would encourage people to get their tickets and to go and enjoy. Talk to me, Steve, before we went on there, you said that Franklin Graham, speaking of Billy Graham, requested prayer for the nation.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Okay, about 6 weeks ago, he asked the country to set your clock, either your phone or however you do it, at 12 o'clock noon on Wednesdays.
Okay.
And when you do that, he said at that time he would like to have corporate prayer, multiple people praying at the same time. Doesn't matter what your time zone is. Set it at 12 o'clock on Wednesdays. Pray for our country. Pray for moving back into the Christian perspective that we were originally formed on. Pray for repentance from how we've moved away from it. Pray for revival that we would have it. Pray for our government leaders. Pray for our various people that we have.
Yeah.
And what I have found is I've set my phone for 12 o'clock Wednesday. There are multiple Wednesdays that suddenly my alarm goes off, and it takes me a minute to realize what it is because I would have not have done it.
Yeah.
Now, I've asked a couple guys to do that, and they say, Steve, I pray for our country every day. I understand that. I do that. But I truly believe, and I think a lot of people will agree, that corporate prayer where multiple people are praying at the same time for the same general request is very, very, very powerful. I've seen it happen in my life, and I know other people have too. So set your clocks Wednesday, 12 o'clock, and we'll all pray together for our country.
They're very, very good. Good information. We need to do that more, I think. So the Bible says to pray without ceasing. It also, to your point earlier, it says to knock and the door will be open.
That's right.
So there you go. It's a great thing to do. So anything else that we want to make sure that we know about other than it's going to be at the White Fair Building rather than the Gold Fair Building this year. What else do we need to know, Steve?
Well, it's always the first Thursday in May, and we have sponsors that help us out with it. So when you get there, there'll be a sheet on your table that'll tell you who the sponsors are. We ask if you would, when you see some of them, to thank them for doing this. And again, I think we are very exceptional to have such a turnout in a town this size for an event like this. But we have people that have asked us about it. You know, when is it going to be? They forget that it's always the first Thursday of May. But it's an important thing, and I cannot think, and I know there's people of other generations that when prayer is more needed for our country than what we have right now. So join us. I know you'll enjoy our speaker. We also have a musical group called The Silo.
Okay.
That's going to be providing, and this year we're actually going to do worship music. So we're going to ask you to bring your voices with you and sing along with Silo, and we'll do a couple numbers that way. That'll be something new this year.
All right. So kind of adding to it a little bit.
You bet.
You know, I didn't ask, but breakfast will be served, right?
Breakfast is served.
It's catered.
Catered breakfast.
And Hy-Vee has done an excellent job for doing that, and I thank Chad for being very responsible for that.
Well, how can you go wrong?
Well, see, and when
How can you go wrong?
When I was a part of the Merck Coffee Club back when we used to have that, the guys gave me a hard time about having to pay. At that time, it was $12. And I tell them, you're not paying for a breakfast. You're paying for an event that we are providing you a breakfast for.
Yes.
So it's $15 now, and we just hope that we have a good turnout. I know we will. We've already got a lot of people have already registered. So
very good.
Make sure you see May 7th, 6:30 at the White Fair Building.
Very good. Danny, anything else we need to touch on?
Well, I think that's it.
All righty.
You can get your tickets from Carol or Lori.
Mm-hmm.
You do need a ticket.
Yeah, so if you do that now, it makes just planning go a lot easier.
You bet.
Could it potentially sell out? Is there a certain number? It's not going to happen.
We'll just set up another table.
I like it.
We'll do that. And if you do come and you don't have a ticket, something comes up last minute, you come on ahead and go, we'll make arrangements for doing that. But if you can pre-register it, it makes it much easier, yes.
All right.
It
gives a better idea for Chad to figure out how much food to bring.
Well, it just makes it better for planning for everybody, that's right. For sure. So. All righty. Nice to see you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming to visit with me. I do appreciate it.
And thank you, KCSI, for allowing us to get the word out.
Certainly our pleasure. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.